Hello, world. It's a Friday. News, information, and comment just a minute away. I'm Greg Patton. Thanks for joining me. Come on, you know the Bible says it. Do you believe it's true? Scripture promises that those who believe in Jesus Christ are going to overcome the world. Yet most of us will admit we're failing to overcome in at least one area. Why is that? Talking about your mind and thinking. The reason is that the devil focuses his attack on our weaker points. Yeah, that's what he does to you. Since our minds are Satan's battlefields, his tactics will be directed toward our thinking. He sends arrows and doubts, fear, temptation to penetrate your thought process, and he shoots flaming missiles, false ideas about God, erroneous doctrines, and unbiblical philosophies to lead us away from truth and to thwart God's purpose for us. If we allow those areas to infiltrate our thinking every day, we're going to continue to give Satan a strong foothold inside our minds, which he can harass and defeat us. Read Ephesians 4:27. How do I defend myself against this? With the help of God, identify your weak areas and begin to strengthen them through the Word of God and prayer. Remember, the fiery missiles of Satan can be thoroughly extinguished by a heavy dose of God's truth. With Christ, oh yeah, we will overcome. Well, it's Friday. It's payday. No, it's not. President Donald Trump is edging closer to declaring a national emergency to fund his long-promised border wall as pressure mounts to find some sort of an escape hatch from the three-week impasse that has closed parts of the government, leading hundreds of thousands of workers today without pay. Some 800,000 of them, more than half of them still on the job, were to miss their first paycheck today under this stoppage, and Washington was close to setting a dubious record for the longest government shutdown in our history. Those markers, along with growing effects to the national parks, food inspections, and the economy overall, left some Republicans on Capitol Hill increasingly uncomfortable with the demands of the president. Wonder where this is going to go. Well, the president has declared he has an absolute right to declare a national emergency in America if he can't reach an agreement with Democrats to provide funding for the wall. That law is very clear. He said, I mean, we have the absolute right to declare a national emergency, and this is a national emergency. If you look at what's happening down south, Trump didn't lay out any specific timetable for when he might take such a step, saying, I think we're going to see what happens over the next few days. The president, speaking there on the banks of the Rio Grande, where he visited the border region yesterday, argued that the barrier would deter drug and human trafficking into the United States. Back in Washington, the Democrats in the Senate on Thursday failed to proceed with a House-passed spending bill that would fund the government and end the partial shutdown without any new border wall money. Meanwhile, the White House has directed the Army Corps of Engineers to look at ways of funding border security. I think the president's serious on doing something here. Where was this? South Texas. A woman, two teenage girls found shot to death yesterday morning at a $1 million home in a gated South Texas community. Authorities called to the Inaqua Springs Ranch. It's about 20 miles northwest of San Antonio, 9 o'clock yesterday morning. On arrival at the home, they found three victims. The sheriff said a woman, believed to be in her 30s, was related to the two girls, but didn't describe the nature of their relationship. The man who found the bodies was dating the woman. He didn't spend the previous night there, according to detectives. The sheriff said the girls were victims of foul play, but it was too early to tell the woman's matter of death. No one in the neighborhood reported anything. They're multi-million-dollar homes here, very, very big. And the homes are probably very well constructed, so you understand why people didn't see or hear anything. Miami International today going to close a terminal. Going to do that early for, well, 3 days because of a shortage of Transportation Security Administration screeners. The security checkpoints in Terminal G are going to be closed around 1 o'clock tomorrow, Sunday and Monday. Due to an increased number of TSA screeners not reporting for work, we have decided to take this precautionary step. What is this? Thousands of requests by men to bring in child and adolescent brides to live in the United States were approved in the last 10 years, according to government data. In one case, a 49-year-old man applied for admission for a 15-year-old girl. The approvals are all legal. The Immigration and Nationality Act does not set minimum age requirements here. And in weighing petitions for spouses or fiancés, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services goes by whether the marriage is legal in the home country, and then whether the marriage would be legal in the state where the petitioner lives. Isn't that something? We are so messed up on this one. Thousands of cases of adults petitioning on behalf of minors, and nearly 3,000 examples of minors seeking to bring in older spouses or fiancés. They really need to take a look at that one. Is it a popularity contest? As the 115th Congress came to a close, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was dethroned from his perch as America's least popular senator. Hey, that's a first. According to the latest edition of Morning Consult's Senator Approval Rankings, the six-term Kentucky Republican was trumped for the lowest spot on the list by now former Senator Claire McCaskill of Missouri, Democrat, who lost her re-election bid in November, and Jeff Flake, the Republican from Arizona, who opted not to run again amid a war of words with the president. Okay, they're the worst. Who is the best? Oh, you're kidding. Senator Bernie Sanders maintained his position as America's most popular senator. Did you know that? 64% of the voters in his state approve of what he's doing. What a guy. He's considering a run for the presidency again. The Vermont Independent tops the list for the 11th quarter in a row. I'm number one, says Bernie. Okay, more news right after this. You know, it's true. There's a war going on out there. You got your weapon. You got your ammunition. You know, the arsenal that God has provided you makes it possible for you to withstand the assaults of Satan and his demons, to destroy any strongholds that he's established in your mind that we talked about earlier. One of the most powerful weapons, of course, is prayer. And it doesn't have to be something fancy, something eloquent. It can be very simple. It can be honest, like, God, here's a weakness in my life that has really a stranglehold over me. Admit it, we've allowed the devil to toy with our mind. And he has me in bondage today. And God, I gotta tell you, I'm helpless to change it. I'm crying out to you in heartfelt repentance right now. I regret the pain and the hurt that I've caused others, and I lament the many hours I've wasted in this thing. I surrender myself totally to you. Please release me from this stronghold, Lord. By the power of your Spirit, I want you to set me free. Do you think God's going to refuse that kind of prayer? He will provide deliverance to you. It's through our sincere prayers that we're able to draw God's power. Then we can successfully resist the lies of the devil and say no to temptation as we walk down this path. You know, for some of us, deliverance is immediate. For others, it's gradual. Either way, you can attain freedom today. If we hold to the truth of the Word of God, Jesus promised you will be free. She's gone, and there's still a respect problem out there. The late Aretha Franklin is missing some valuable property, although she doesn't care. And really, there's no way the Queen of Soul took her stuff with her, like many people believe happens, into the great beyond, wherever that is. So the estate believes a crime has been committed, do you think? According to documents obtained, the estate of Aretha Franklin revealed there is an ongoing investigation being conducted by the Bloomfield Township Police Department up in Michigan, where she lived. The revelation came about because the estate is locked in a battle with Franklin's son, Edward. He's 61 years old, born in 1957 when the singer was just 14 years old, and Edward also performed at his mom's funeral last year. Edward's been trying to get a court order to force the estate to produce monthly financial documents to Franklin's heirs. The estate is hesitant to turn over the information so freely because they claim it may negatively impact the criminal investigation by police into missing assets. So trouble hits us all. Good, bad, ugly, rich, famous. Yeah, we need to go to the Bible, figure this thing out. And while we're at it, let's talk about the poor in a poor country. Aren't you puzzled by the fact that so many young people want to see socialism in America. Where are these nutcases coming from? What is it about socialism? I need a mini reminder here, I think. So, let's take a look at it here. The community as a whole owns or regulates all the means of production and exchange, and the idea is that this is going to ensure that the working class controls the economy and gets its fair share of its benefits, the goods, the services they produce. Everything is, well, no, it's not wonderful. The problem is that socialist theories provide no checks, no balances in socialism to keep the ideology from devolving into what Churchill called the creed of ignorance and the gospel of envy. In practice, power to the people in places like Venezuela quickly starts channeling into more and more power on the hands of the government. Yet so many, especially young voices in America, would like for us to go the way of socialism. Hey, Venezuela's in deep trouble. Hyperinflation, food shortages, scarce medical supplies, and soaring violence born in desperation in that country. And if you're really not a part of socialism, you don't care anything about people or human rights. Bah, humbug, it's a bunch of nonsense. The United States of America didn't cause Venezuela's problems, but the Trump administration is somehow trying to be a part of the solution, and its primary motive is to ease the intolerable suffering caused by the socialist regime and its destabilizing effects on the entire area. It was three quarters of a century ago Winston Churchill described socialism as the equal sharing of misery. Equal sharing of misery. How miserable is it now? Since Maduro came to power, more than 3 million Venezuelans have fled the country. Most remain in Latin America, but nearly 400,000 have come to America. With the exception of a corrupt and privileged elite, almost everyone in Venezuela is now destitute. The government stopped reporting poverty stats in 2015, but by some outside estimates, 90% of that oil-rich country is in poverty. Maduro's regime has now monopolized political and economic control and sucked that country dry. Having impoverished the nation, Maduro retains his grip on power by intertwining the government and organized crime. And it doesn't help the people, but it keeps the cash coming to him and his cronies in Bogota. And you know the crazy part? America's progressive class here is so busy talking about the supposed wonders and virtues of socialism, it has no time to acknowledge responsible efforts to address socialism's terrible wrongs. Well, we'll take a break here, and then we're going to talk more about the Bible and the world and the rights and the wrongs. Don't go away. Tell your friends about Hello World. Well, we appreciate so much those Christian radio stations in America. They sacrifice a great deal in order to get the gospel message to you, how to be saved, and equally important after that, sharing with you how to live the Christian life with great speakers, men and women from across the world that can come right into your automobile, home, breakfast nook, and share the good news of Jesus Christ and how to live this life. I know we here at Greg Patton Ministries through the Cross Church in Fort Wayne so excited to be a part of daily broadcasting right here on this Christian station. Hey, give them a big thank you for all the programming. And if you can, help out financially. Every ministry needs financial. How do you go on without money? Something to pray about and something to consider. God has blessed you. You need to bless others. Christian radio, it's a must. Is America on the way up, or is she on the way down? What do you think, regardless of what's currently happening in the world today? You know, I think I live in the real world. Are you normal? Would you consider yourself normal? Half the country lives in a normal world, and I don't get the other half. I think that they are insane. And politically, hey, someone is right and someone is wrong. You can't have two truths. Spiritually, someone is right and someone is wrong. Can you work your way to heaven? Are there many ways to heaven? See, these questions have to be answered. In the Old Testament book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 15, God was at work in an unusual way. One nation was being crushed by another, one city by another, because God was troubling them with every kind of distress. Key verse, verse 7. But as for you, be strong and don't give up, for your work will be rewarded. The words to Asa, the words to you today, has it changed? You are aware of the fact that you're a saint, right? You can address me as Saint Patton. That's what the Bible says. Maybe we should write a good book about you, huh? If I like you, it'll be a good book with a lot of positives in it, talking about all of your attributes. And how would you write a book about the President of the United States? If you're a Democrat, you'd write it one way. A Republican, you would write it quite another. I continue to ask, why is the president hated so? Maybe one answer? Because he is against globalism, understanding that globalism is the opposite of American values and the teaching of Christianity. Really, a borderless world, no barriers, a one-world government, the promotion of socialism, who would be for that? The national governments need to make decisions for all. Humans are just pawns, and it's all about the dollar bill, the deep state. Our president's against that, a body of people secretly manipulating the control of government policy. You think that's happening? Men like George Soros and others, all the way back to, well, Walter Cronkite, America's Mr. Newsman, wasn't quite as good and innocent as one might think. Definitely an anti-Christ spirit in politics today. Trump is hated because he's anti-globalism. And to use Bible, think principalities and powers. One group in the world today and in America trying to organize everything independent of people's fundamental religious convictions. Yours, my friend. We have such a dichotomy going on in America. I use Last Man Standing and Tim Allen as an example. Number one comedy now that it's back on Fox. Doing very, very well. And of course, he's very pro-conservative, pro-Christian, anti-left in every era. That's what the show's about. So he's number one. But the number one talk show is Ellen, where you get fun stuff and it's happy all the time and people get millions given to them. Top guest. Isn't that something? Just appealing to the fleshly side of America. Doesn't matter that she is a lesbian and promotes lesbian and homosexual causes. Yeah, we're really screwed up in America. Be real honest with you, my friend. When I was young, in high school, people said that I was fickle, especially about girls. I like this one, then I like that one, I like that, all over the place. We are really fickle today, and it's biblical. Yeah, you have the spirit versus the flesh, and of course, those that are in the flesh, you want to appeal to just that. Christians have a struggle because they know what is the right way to go. Now, whether you do it or not, that's another thing. As I conduct special services in churches, I oftentimes accuse churches that I preach in of being fickle. Which way you going? So what does the Bible say? The history of any nation is clear. When a people lose their sense of values and reliance on Almighty God, bad things begin to happen. The history of ancient Israel shows that war and oppression followed whenever it forgot God. Hey, our country is no exception to this timeless principle. God will not continue to bless a nation that no longer trusts Him or obeys His laws. I've been sharing man is evil and his heart, hey, that thing has fallen. Man believes he can rise to any level and somehow best God. Jeremiah 17:9 says that we are wicked. And your conscience will be your guide, really? Your conscience reacts to moral law. But here's the problem. Kids for decades have been taught something else. No real right or wrong. Led by men abandoning their responsibilities. Women trying to run the home. The schools that we have today from kindergarten through college are teaching a anti-God humanistic structure. How do you have a moral compass, a conscience that is right, when everything is so messed up? Right is wrong, left is right, east is west. Your conscience, America's conscience, simply is reactionary, reacts to what it understands, what is in the heart. Paul talked about conscience. Now, the more you divorce God from what's going to happen, you are seeing it in America. The Bible continually points to us that hey, we are corrupt. What we see happening in America today is justification of an angry people. What's happening in America is a wicked human explosion. When we do not stop it, we justify it. All things break out. Oh, bad things in huge numbers. Our Bible teaches that individuals and nations need to learn to obey God and depend upon Him for blessing and safety and understanding. And, well, sadly, humans rarely remember the lessons of history and often repeat the same mistakes one generation after another. Biblical prophecies about Israel and the modern descendants of Israel exist for our benefit. If we will just study them and act accordingly and do the right thing, we need to pay attention to what God says, or we will suffer the consequences of those poor decisions. Because of the modern descendants of Abraham continue to follow their ancestors' pattern by denying God, the Bible is predicting a time of severe punishment that will come upon these people. God called it the time of Jacob's trouble in Jeremiah 37. This dire time will occur prior to Christ's return. Even though the people of the United States are prophesied to suffer greatly for their sins during this time of trial, the good news is that he, Jacob, will be saved out of it. What's going to happen to America? What's going to happen to you? While punishment is going to come to this country and all nations for their disobedience to the laws of God, you don't have to suffer. When Jesus came preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God, he said, "The time is fulfilled, the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent and believe the gospel." Mark 1:15. If you truly believe this message of salvation, your life can change for the better today, and you can have a peace of mind knowing that a wonderful blessing of God is in store for you. And I ultimately continue to tell my church audience, radio audience, revival audience, God is in control, my friend. Let me close this by being very practical. Four things for you. Everybody listening right now needs something to do. What are you doing for God today? Everybody needs someone to love. Who are you loving today? Everybody needs someone to believe. Everybody needs something or someone to believe in. For us, it's Jesus Christ. We believe in Him and His holy word. And you need to believe in people that follow Him. And finally, number four, you need some things to stand for, both here in America, biblically. Yes, you do. You know, it's never a right time to do a wrong thing, and it's never a wrong time to do a right thing. We are living in really interesting times. The end is coming, and it's coming soon, my friend. I believe that with all my heart. You might believe differently, but I'm telling you, the things that you see happening in the Middle East and around the world, it's drawing nigh. Time is short. I'm glad that I'm saved today. I'm glad that I'm trusting Jesus Christ as Savior, and whatever happens in the world today, He is in total control. And something I continually remind people about as well, God's truth, His truth, it'll set you free, but His truth is not subject to man's opinion. Don't ever forget that. And finally, every pastor will appreciate this when the boy's watching Dad, the pastor, write his sermon. Boy says, "Dad, how do you know what to say?" "Why, God tells me," says the pastor. "Oh, okay. Then why do you keep crossing things out?" That's a good one, boy. That's another edition of Hello World. I'm your host, Greg Patton. Good to come to you each day at this time. Thank you for listening to us. Thank you for joining us on Facebook, Greg, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Get in touch via email, helloworldradio@gmail.com. Well, the weekend is upon us once again. Going to be a lot of football this weekend as well. Trust you're going to be in church on Sunday. Amen, amen, amen. Looking forward to Monday. Can't wait to get back here with you. I'm Greg Patton. God bless. Enjoy the remainder of your day and this weekend.